Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Gagetown man, convicted of assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle, was sentenced to a year in the Huron County Jail on Monday. The incident occurred on July 1st around 3 p.m. during a heated altercation reported by an Owendale convenience store clerk. Eric George Wensko, a 61-year-old, aggravated the situation by retrieving a wooden stick from his car and repeatedly striking the victim before both parties left the scene. Michigan State Police troopers responded, leading to charges filed by the prosecutor's office. After a one-day trial at the Huron County 52nd Circuit Court on March 6th, Wensko was found guilty by a jury of assault with a dangerous weapon and carrying a weapon with unlawful intent for assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle. On April 29th, Judge Prill sentenced Wensko to 365 days in the county jail with 0 days of credit served, with work release being an option. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office has announced new charges against Tanner Cody Carr stemming from an airboat incident in late February. The incident occurred when three men were ice fishing in Saginaw Bay Canal covered with ice in Seaboyne Township. An airboat operator, identified as Tanner Cody Carr, approached the men, breaking the ice, and engaged in a confrontation. As the airboat departed, the driver allegedly intentionally maneuvered around the fishermen, causing one individual to fall into the water, as reported by Sheriff Hansen in a press release. The victim described the harrowing experience, noting he immediately ended up in the water, estimating its depth to be around 8 feet. Appearing before Judge Gerald M. Prill in the 52nd Circuit Court on Monday, Carr faced charges of felonious assault and three misdemeanors related to vessel operation during his arraignment. Refusing the plea deal, Carr has set the stage for a trial. The case will be remanded back to the 73rd B District Court for a preliminary examination, where the prosecution will amend the charges to include three counts of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, and one count of felonious operation of a vessel. And we will be right back with more news at WLEW and WHST after this.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wildlife researchers say the wolf population on a remote Lake Superior island is stable, but they announced that the moose population had declined by 14% from last year. Scientists have conducted an annual survey of Isle Royale's wolves and moose since 1958. The only break was in 2021, when the pandemic forced them to cancel. Researchers returned to the island this January, but had to cut the project short after unusually warm temperatures left ice around the island unsafe for their skip planes to land. Still, they were able to gather enough data to estimate the wolf population stands at 30 animals. Last year's estimate was 31 wolves. Politicians and dog experts are criticizing South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem after she wrote in a new book about killing a rambunctious puppy. The story and the vilification she received on social media has some observers wondering if she's still a viable potential running mate for Donald Trump. Noem has tried to reframe the story from 2 decades ago as an example of her willingness to make tough decisions. She says the 14-month-old dog showed aggressive behavior by biting. Experts who work with hunting dogs like Noem's said she should have trained the pup, not killed it, or found it a new home. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. The temperature is currently 52 degrees Wind speeds from the northwest at 3 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 66%.